welcome to a very special episode of the Power of God and Anime podcast, lovingly brought to you by Beneath the Tangles. I'm Mike of Luigi Stories and Geekiness and Godliness, and it's Christmas! That's right, we have once again reached the 12 days of Anime Christmas, and I couldn't not be part of this wonderful event, could I? We'll get into the Christmas element in a little bit, but first, let's see what's been going on. As mentioned there, I now have two YouTube channels. Of course, I've got Luigi's Stories, which is the former Mike's Geek World. This channel is now full of fun Luigi stuff. Actually, I just released a really big animation. I didn't animate it, of course. That's not where my talent lies. But I released a little animation just recently that I'm very pleased with. I think it came out really well, and it's a pretty good little video. But at the same time, I created my alternate YouTube channel, Geekiness and Godliness, and I have done my first live stream message on there, talking about the comic book character Cassandra Cain, whom, of course, I'm a huge fan of. I didn't get a lot of views on that yet, because again, brand new channel, a lot of people don't know about it yet. We're just getting started, but I am really excited. I got a lot of good ideas for future live streams I'll be doing, and other videos as well, because my channel actually also has a reaction to the first trailer for the upcoming Supergirl movie. So this channel is going to have both geeky stuff and Christian stuff. Hence the name, Geekiness and Godliness. You know, in case you guys didn't get that. This has been actually a rather bittersweet time for me. It's not exactly a secret that I'm a huge My Hero Academia fan. And the main series has officially ended, both the manga and now the anime. I won't deny, when I watched that final episode, I teared up a couple of times. It was sad to see it go, although I was happy with how the series, you know, all came together. It's difficult seeing your favorite show come to an end. Although technically, it's not completely over yet. Because, of course, we have the little prequel series, Vigilantes. And next month, in January, season 2 of Vigilantes comes out, which I'm very excited about, because I like the Vigilantes series. It's a lot of fun. And I'm really looking forward to seeing the second season. This is another one where I've technically already read the entirety of the manga, but I still look forward to seeing how it all comes together animated. So, yeah, it's something to really look forward to. As we move into the new year, is a new season of My Hero Academia Vigilantes. And it's time now for our anime recommendation. And today we are going with a series that's not as old as everything that I tend to recommend, but it's still not really a newer one either. This is Denkigai no Honya-san, or Denkigai, as I've often just heard it called. And this is a fun little slice of life series, and as I've mentioned in the past, I love a nice slice of life series. This takes place in the Umanohone bookstore, which is primarily a manga store, and it's pretty much about the employees who work at the bookstore. They're lives working, and their lives outside of the bookstore. It is a lot of fun. It is a comedy series. Very character-driven and episodic. It doesn't really have like an overarching story throughout the series. It's more about our characters and the things that they do. And who are these fun characters that we have here at the bookstore? Well, first off, we have Hiyotan, who is a part-timer. She is kind of the took this job for the money type, because she isn't really interested in manga or anime or any of that kind of stuff. And to be honest, she's kind of like the innocent one of the group. There's a point where all of them are in swimsuits, and she starts getting really freaked out over seeing the guys without shirts on. She is massively innocent, but is a fun little character, and she very much has a crush on the manager of the store, who we'll get into in a little bit. Next, we have Sensei. She is a manga artist herself who's working to get her name out there. She is not very girly. But not like a tomboy, but just she doesn't dress up or anything. She tends to be kind of sloppy sometimes. And when she gets tired and overworked, she becomes very childish. And literally to the point where she will just curl up and start crying until one of the others pats her head. She also has a crush on one of the co-workers that we'll get into later. Then we have Fugirl. Fugirl is a 16-year-old high school student working at the store who is obsessed with zombies, doing everything she can to prepare herself and everything around her for the upcoming zombie apocalypse that she knows is going to happen. And she sees Umio, one of the other employees, as the person to sacrifice to the zombies while everyone else escapes. So she kind of has a tendency to constantly be trying to hit him with things so that she can then, you know, have him prepared to use as a sacrifice. We have Kamiko. Kamiko's another clerk who is very much obsessed with cameras. She loves taking pictures of everybody, although hates being the subject of pictures herself. And she also has a hat that she always wears. Does not like having her hat taken off. Very self-conscious about her hair. And she also has a bit of a thing for the manager of the store. Then we have Umio, who I mentioned a little bit earlier. He is the newest employee of the store, kind of the straight man of the group and our introductory character. We kind of follow him learning about everything. Although he is very obsessed with anime and 2D girls. He doesn't seem to have a huge amount of interest in real life girls. He's very, very much into the anime girls. Although he does have a bit of a liking for Sensei, and she likes him back, which I mentioned a little bit earlier. So they are a couple that could potentially get together as the series progresses. Then we have Kantoku. He's not like the boss of the bookstore, but he basically seems to manage all of the other employees. He is named Kantoku as a nickname. Kantoku is the Japanese word for director, and he has desire to be a film director someday, so that's what people tend to call him. He loves to tease Hiyotan, because, as I mentioned, she likes him, and she's very innocent. He likes to pick on her over that. Although I think he kind of likes her, too. So that's another relationship I could see coming together. And finally, we have Smurien. Smurien. I've always had trouble with the pronunciation of this guy's name. It's S-O-M-M-E-L-I-E-R. Smolier? I've never known how to pronounce his name. But he is the really tall, kind of quiet, deep-voiced, hair always covering his eyes, but like the most knowledgeable character. He is like perfect at knowing exactly what manga fits every customer that comes into the store. And he is actually the crush, I guess, for Fugirl. Of course, I don't really know what I think of that particular relationship because, you know, he's an adult and she's a 16-year-old kid. But, yeah, these are our main characters. And there's other characters that show up throughout the series. But it's the interactions of these characters that really makes it such a fun show. This is available on Crunchyroll. So if you ever want to check it out, you definitely can, and I would highly recommend it, because I really enjoyed the series. And it's one of those ones that caught me by surprise, because I didn't see it in its initial release. I just happened to be flipping through Crunchyroll one day, and there it was. And it really drew me in. So I highly recommend Denki Guy. But let's get into the main topic for today, and of course it's Christmas. Today is part of the 12 Days of Anime Christmas here beneath the Tangles. And I did my searching and found a fun little Christmas anime episode to discuss from the series Denki Guy. Yes, the whole reason I did that rather long explanation of the series of Denki Guy was because I'm going to talk about it as today's anime of choice. You see, in episode 3 of the series, we come into the Christmas season. And Kantoku sends Hiyotan and Fugirl out to promote a Christmas special they're doing at the store, while having Hiyotan dressed as a Santa girl and Fugirl as a reindeer. This works out a lot better for Fugirl because it's really cold out there and her reindeer costume has a lot of layers, whereas the Santa girl costume does not, so poor Hiyotan ends up freezing her butt off. But the main portion of the Christmas element of the episode comes when we go to Kantoku's house for a Christmas party. He and Hiyotan decorate the place, and all the employees come to have a big fun party. Sensei spends the time thinking about her upcoming deadline for her latest manga. We got Kamiko taking pictures of everybody, and then getting dragged into a big group picture that she wasn't thrilled about. And when Kantoku mentions that they're all kind of a pathetic group there, all of them single and, you know, spending Christmas together in a Christmas party instead of with their significant others, Umio proceeds to reveal he does have a girlfriend. This bothers Sensei a little. Then he reveals that he's actually referring to the main character of the latest dating sim that he has picked up. And he starts going through a rather long description of the game and then recommends that they should all play it. And then when the party is over, everybody leaves except for Hiyotan, who is sprawled out on Kantoku's couch reading manga and telling him not to mind her as he begins cleaning up from the party. And one thing I noticed here is we have all these different personalities, these, you know, different types of people coming together and just having a good time. And a lot of times when families get together for Christmas, that's what we get. We get all sorts of different types. You know, we got the person telling the weird stories. We got the guest that doesn't want to leave. We got the person just kind of enjoying observing it all. We get people who are intentionally trying to cause trouble. But at the end of the day, it's one big family. And that's what we are as the family of God. We have all types, all personalities, you know, and we have the most important thing in our love of God, yet a lot of times we can allow the little differences to bring us apart. And it's important to point out, there are some things that are non-negotiable that Christians can disagree even with each other about. And there are people that claim to be Christian who very much spread misinformation, and we need to speak against those people. But a lot of times, and I see it online so often, Christians will argue over the minorest of things, something that really isn't a big deal. And then non-Christians see this, and they can't help but think, this is what Christians are like? Let's take a moment, actually, to go into Romans 14. And to be honest, this is where the majority of my discussion today is going to be based from. Starting at verse 1, we're just going to read through some of Paul's letter to the Romans here in Romans 14. Accept other believers who are weak in faith, and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong. For instance, one person believes it's all right to eat anything, but another believer with a sensitive conscience will eat only vegetables. Those who feel free to eat anything must not look down on those who don't, and those who don't eat certain foods must not condemn those who do, for God has accepted them. Who are you to condemn someone else's servants? Their own master will judge whether they stand or fall, and with the Lord's help, they will stand and receive his approval. And the chapter has other metaphors here of, you know, one person thinks this, one person thinks that. Neither one of them are wrong to a point that there needs to be a fight. But we see it so often. I think, let's face it, with the days of social media, it's so much easier to find these people with differing opinions. And let's face it, with the anonymity of social media, it's very easy to go after them without having to actually face them. As I said, this isn't to say anytime somebody disagrees with you in regards to Christianity or anything like that, you should just leave them to their own devices. There are some people who claim Christianity, but the things they speak go very much against the Word of God. And in cases like that, we do need to speak up, because we are representatives of God. We need to show the truth of what God is. So when there's somebody who goes around spreading falsehoods, we do need to speak up. But when we're talking about minor things, like what was mentioned there in the chapter, we don't need to cause a big fuss and a big uproar over the small things. A good example is swearing. Personally, I don't swear. I really don't like swearing. I, you know, could use not to hear it. I know people who are Christian that don't have a problem swearing. Now, obviously, there are certain things they won't say as Christians, but generally, they have no problem with swearing. And it's one of those things where if somebody asks me, hey, do you want me to not swear around you? I'm obviously going to say yes. But more times than not, I'm not necessarily going to go to somebody and say, hey, you shouldn't be swearing. You know, that's not something you as a Christian should do. Because just because it's something that I don't agree with doesn't mean that it's everyone's feeling. Not everyone feels that is a problem. And that isn't one of those things where it's like, well, I need to speak up about that because that's going to mislead people. Do I not care for it? Yes. Do I personally think it's not a great example? Yes. Do I think that if somebody is swearing that they are a horrible, bad example of Christianity? No, I don't. if a proper situation comes up where we do need to speak up, then we should, as it says in Galatians 6:1. Dear brothers and sisters, if another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. It is important that we speak out against people who are spreading false doctrine, who are setting wrong examples, who are not following the word of God. But we can't let minor opinions cause us to separate from one another and lead not only our fellow Christians, but non-believers away from God. We're all a big, unique family, just like the staff of Umanahome Bookstore. And it's important that we show love to each other just as God shows to us. If you'll join me now in prayer. Lord God, I pray that you will help me to discern the things that do require my attention and the things that don't in regards to different opinions. I pray that when somebody does something that I don't personally agree with, you will help me know if it's something that I should be speaking out against, or if it's just something that should be wrong only in my eyes. I pray, Lord, that if other people are doing wrong, that you will lead them on the right path, and that I will not try to take your job into my hands and try to force their opinion myself. I pray this in your heavenly name. Amen. It's time now for Songs That Tell the Story. And today we really talked about how, despite the differences in opinion that we as Christians may have with one another, it's important to remember that the thing that brings us all together is our love of God. And we as Christians, at the end of the day, we are serving the same God. And I think that's really expressed well in the song Same God by Elevation Worship. You heard your children then, you hear your children now. You are the same God, you are the same God. You answered prayers back then, and you will answer now. You are the same God, you are the same God. It's time now for Anime Trivia, and yet another chance to win fabulous prizes that don't exist. And with it being Christmas, you can win even more fabulous prizes that don't actually exist. But they'll make you feel good knowing that you were a winner and knew useless trivia about anime. And today's question: in the anime Azumanga Daioh, there's a point where the girls start wondering if Chiyo-chan still believes in Santa Claus. Which two girls are the ones that discuss this topic? Again, in Azumanga Daioh, there's a point where the girls start discussing whether or not Chiyo-chan still believes in Santa Claus. Which two girls are the ones who discuss this topic? And that brings us to the end of another episode. This has been a lot of fun. I always love the Christmas season. I'm not a huge fan of driving in the winter weather, but I love the Christmas season. If you want to get more from me, you can find me on Luigi's Stories on YouTube or at my new channel, Geekiness and Godliness. And you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and the like. Well, Instagram, not so much. You can find Luigi on all of those places at Luigi's_stories, including on Patreon. But as far as me, you can actually find me on Twitter, as I created a new account to coincide with my Geekiness and Godliness YouTube channel. And you can find that on Twitter at GeekinessG. And you can find more from Beneath the Tangles on all your favorite social media platforms. I hope this episode has been a blessing for you, and I hope you and yours have a wonderful Christmas season. And remember, the power of God and anime are always on your side. Until next time, Merry Christmas!